This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, TMB, welcome back. I'm on the question of the day. It's always, until you answer it, where is the next truth about cancer going to be and when?
Well, it's a good question, Robert. We were just talking about that today. We still don't have a location, but we're hopefully getting closer. We might know something within the next week, so I'll keep you posted.
Well, just to let you know, the folks are anxious. They can't wait. They're already wanting to plan it. So, you know, what you created is so amazing and so much fun. And we can't wait to be there with you, as well as all of our listeners that want to attend wherever we can make it.
Well, you know, Robert, if you play your cards right, I might just invite you to be a guest host there, and so you can work for 3 solid days and get no sleep.
Well, you know what? It's so worth it, the memories we've created there, that I don't complain. In fact, that's probably the 5 reasons why being kind makes you feel good, because good stuff happens like that, and we'll get to that story a little later. But I think first, TMB, we really do have to tackle a serious issue. And we got, you know, props from Roy. He enjoys our show. He enjoys you. He was writing in. He's like, I know you guys have to do heavy topics. And, you know, we try to joke around and lighten it up, but there's not a lot of ways we can lighten up the topic of another school shooting. And just to set the stage about all the things that went wrong here, one of the things post-mortem on this issue is that there's only been one mention that I've seen in the mainstream media, and this was by Governor, was it Bevins? Now I'm forgetting his name, from Kentucky. He said, in fact, that with Trump, in the meeting with governors, that, you know, the psychotropic drugs, the psychiatric drugs, he brought it up, but I haven't heard a peep from the mainstream media or in any meeting with Trump since then. They're only mentioning mental health issues, but in a generic way where they want more testing, more screening, which ultimately would lead to more drugging, which would lead to more shooting. So if you've seen anything more about this or something I missed, please let me know.
You know, I haven't really been following as closely as I did the first couple of days. It's almost always on in the background, and somebody's always talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your heart goes out for the kids. I mean, they lost classmates and horrible situation there. But, you know, one of the things that I saw over the last week was one of the fathers in particular that lost a daughter on several news shows saying, quit talking about taking the guns and let's secure the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot more sense. Because he brings up the fact that politicians aren't afraid, because you can't get to them without going through a metal detector at the front of the building. The president's not afraid. Congress is not afraid. But basketball players are not afraid. You know, so it's very secure, but the schools are not. Now, I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that the solution is let's put metal detectors at every door of the school and armed guards 24/7. I don't know that that's the best solution. I don't really know what the best solution is, but I think that is the direction that we should be looking. How can we prevent this, or how can we stop this? But it's not a problem with guns. We have less guns now, actually. We have
fewer,
more guns,
yeah,
than we were growing up. But we had more guns growing up. Now there's less guns, but there's more shootings. So we've got the psychotropic drugs that are definitely an issue that are making kids go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've also got issues that are bringing up as well. It's about the schools are really not secured. And you know, it's a no-gun zone. And so where do all the shootings happen? They happen in gun-free zones.
Gun-free zones, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, no mention of nutrition. No mention of heavy metal toxicity. No mention of the violence of vaccination. Of course, it's no secret as to why they don't mention it, but it's not like none of them know it. Like you said, if you pick out anybody in Congress or governors, they all have someone in their family or that they know that is suffering with a child who's been, you know, vaccinated into the autism spectrum, even if they don't see the link. The fact is, and they said this kid, and this 19-year-old, supposedly was on the spectrum and was under psychiatric care off and on these medicines. And so if we look at, again, going to cause, you could say one thing we need to do is, hey, how do we secure the schools? Granted, I get that. Protection, that's part of our immune system in our body. It's part of the immune system of our nation. And, you know, protecting all the things that you value, they don't protect the kids. But at the same time, as you said aptly and so correctly, growing up in our generation or before it even, there were gun clubs at school. People could bring their shotguns were in their trucks on school campus, on school. And you didn't hear about, oh, man, let's get that gun. Let's shoot it up. What are the biggest differences? Let's look at the generational decline in nutritional, let's say, adequacy. Let's look at the nutritional, displacement by the toxins coming in from food, water, and air or vaccines. And let's look at the way we're treating nutrient deficiencies, including essential fat deficiencies, leading to neurological brain and gut-brain connection disruptions. And we say, my gosh, we are going to treat that not with nutrition, but with synthetic drugs that alter brain chemistry in ways that we don't even understand?
Well, going to people that already have messed up brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. And look, with this Nicholas Cruz, I believe, is a kid's name.
Yeah.
That's alleged to have done all this. Have you seen that video of him entering the school? I mean, are there videos out there that actually show him walking into the school? Because it was a very well videoed school.
Yeah.
So are there videos that you've seen? I'm just asking the question.
I haven't personally. And I think, you know what, I heard rumors that they were on a 20-minute delay so that the people that were monitoring it didn't even see it till 20 minutes later. It's happening. Again, there's a lot of strange, bizarre things about this. But if you look at the pictures of this kid, I mean, I think the kid that's going on, this David Hogg guy or whoever he is that's going on everywhere mm-hmm. saying, take the guns away, to me, he looks scarier than just about any of the kids out there talking about this stuff. I mean, he's making threats that until you, confiscate everybody's guns. It's like, to me, this kid is a plant. And it's like the case in point of never let a tragedy go to waste. Every tragedy from Sandy Hook, from before that, after, always with this mindset that other people are just sitting and waiting. And now we have Trump, who I'm going to give him credit. He's going in not as an authoritarian dictatorship like people are saying that he is. And he's on a listening tour. In reality, they're coming to him. He's talking. He's hearing all of the sides, even the leftists, who I disagree with on this issue. And he's genuinely listening, trying to accomplish something. But to take away guns from law-abiding citizens, or even to eliminate what they call loopholes, which are not. We can get into that if we want. But the idea is not to dance around symptoms, but to go to the heart of why are these kids different? Why weren't there shootings like this generations ago and there are today? It's not the guns. The guns were always present, to your point, TMB.
Well, yeah, they've always been present. It's just, you know, with these school shootings, Robert, if you remember the first one that I remember going back to was the one in the late 90s at Columbine.
Right.
That was the worst one. I mean, I remember there was one up in Kentucky, and I can't remember the city in Kentucky. There was a big shooting there. But, there's a lot of questions that I have the further that we go into looking into what actually happened down there in Florida. And I'm not making an assumption either way, but I just don't understand. Like, I remember we at Columbine, and this was like 20 years ago when there was much less technology. It wasn't the digital age that it is today. But there was videotapes of those kids going through the school all over the news. I remember we were mm-hmm. in Dallas at the time, and there was a closed caption videos of the kids going up and down and shooting, and we saw that almost immediately. I haven't seen any video of this kid. I'm not saying that there's anything suspicious about it, but it's just like I haven't seen any. I've looked all over, and one of the things that was weird to me was I saw an interview of one of the teachers. She actually got grazed in the arm, and her next door teacher was killed. And she was letting a lot of kids into her room. And she said she stepped out of her room, went into the hall, and about 10 feet from her was a shooter. And she said she thought it was the police because the shooter was in full body armor and a covered face and just couldn't see any part of his skin. I mean, he was like totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she thought it was a military or the police. So that's just weird. It's a weird thing that she saw that. Was that Nicholas Cruz in full body armor? Because I've never.
That wasn't. Yeah, there weren't reports of him wearing full body armor. So that is an anomaly in there. That with all of these shootings, there are some strange anomalies that are never really explained that cause you to ask more questions than we have answers. But at the proverbial end of the day, when we see these patterns emerge over 20 years or more, we know that there is an agenda to disarm Americans. There's no question there's an agenda. There's always been that. And, there's been bad press on people who are like people of Jewish heritage talking about Jews for preservation of firearms, recognizing that if the Jews had been well armed, it's not to say that they could have averted the Holocaust in total, but they could have taken out a lot of Nazis along the way and made them think twice about doing this, right? Instead, they were lambs to slaughter because they were disarmed. And so the argument for, like, I was at an event the other day and ran into a bunch of leftist Democrats saying, "Would you sign this petition to ban what they call assault weapons?" And I said, "Hell no. I'm not giving up my right to defend myself." "Well, what do you defend yourself with? That's a weapon of mass, whatever." I'm like, "Well, how about a tyrannical government?" "Oh, you think you can beat the government?" It isn't about that. It's about my right of self-defense. And your feeling about the kind of gun that you think is scary is my rights are not dependent upon your feelings about that. And I fear that we're maybe going that way. Even Trump, I don't know, but toying with the idea of limiting or restricting access to firearms because the founding fathers didn't know about AR-15s. I'm just saying, these are things I'm watching.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is this, Robert. There's definitely an agenda. They want to take the guns. That there's no doubt about that. You can see that. You can see some of the things that have happened in the past that were total false flags, and I'm not saying that this one is, but you can see that, and there is an agenda to take guns. Now, whether this is part of that or not, I don't know. But, now that I think about it, Robert, I saw an interview with a girl that was on one of the nightly newses, and she said that one of the stories is that Nicholas Cruz, he immersed himself in a big group of students as they were walking down the hall to try
out
to get past.
Yeah.
So then he couldn't have been in full body armor. So
no,
oh, now that's the first thing I just thought of that. That's really, really strange that the teacher, I just saw it two nights ago on NBC News.
Yeah.
He was talking about full body armor. It would have been hard for him to take it off and walk down with a student. That's weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of strangeness, including that the deputies didn't enter, were told to stand down, wait for body cameras. Like, kids are being slaughtered, you're waiting for body cameras. Also, they said they are withholding the video of the four officers who stood down as well. So, again, we'll continue to follow this from our perspective that I think is unique in broadcast media. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, more Outside the Box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Das Vidania. There's no truth to the rumor that our Vordov Ben is leaving to work with Putin in Russia and colluding on anti-GMO propaganda. I just want to make that clear because people are worrying. Why is Ben leaving? Is it true that he's working with Putin behind the scenes? Ben, we can confirm that is not the case. Rumors aside, you're just taking a sabbatical. Right, Ben doesn't want to comment.
Maybe he already did. I don't know.
Maybe he already left. But he doesn't want to get too intense. It's too sensitive a subject matter. But what isn't sensitive, apparently, and it's in the, the news, the mainstream media, universities, blaming Russia for our anti-GMO sentiment. TMB, how many rubles have you cashed since this whole anti-GMO thing happened? And apparently, we've got to salute comrade Jeffrey Smith. I didn't know he was an agent of Putin.
Well, he is, and anybody actually that's not a never Trumper is an agent for Putin. You didn't know that?
No, I mean I'm slow on the uptake on these things.
Yeah,
and of course.
By definition, if you're not a leftist, you are an agent for Putin, and you work for Trump.
I was just thinking. You know, back in like 1990 or 91 when I went all organic, right? But going back, what, 27 years now? I don't think Putin, he might have been a low-level KGB agent, if that. And I had no contact with him. So where did I get my ideas to eat organic? I mean, it's all about blaming Russia for everything.
Yeah, Putin at that point was playing soccer in high school, so. Yeah, would not have been him at that point. But you know, it's funny. It's kind of funny. It's sad actually that there is so much intellectual dishonesty that basically anybody that the left disagrees with, they say they're you're either on the Trump team or you're rooting for Putin. You know, hashtag rooting for Putin. I don't know. It's just not. It's not real. It's not real. It's not. It's just completely illegitimate. It's not intellectual honesty.
Right. The anti-GMO sentiment is only because Russia somehow infiltrated our minds. TMB, you and me, and Jeffrey Smith, clearly an agent of Russia. I mean, it's just, it's so absurd. I mean, Jeffrey's a brother. He's a brother of mine. He's not a Russian agent. It's not even, it's a silly joke, but it's a sick joke for people that actually believe this nonsense.
It's stupid. It's not even silly. It's just absolutely stupid. But here's the thing. Russia does not like GMOs. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that's one of the things that I shared a couple years ago when I traveled over to Latvia and got to be good friends with Andre, which he's a friend of yours now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have GMOs in Latvia. They don't have GMOs. They don't let them into Russia. So, you know, in many ways, they're way more advanced than we are. They're way ahead of the curve. So I don't know that it necessarily means that if you don't like GMOs that you are a Russian spy.
No.
But I would have to agree with the Russian sentiment and the Latvian sentiment and Lithuania and a lot of countries over there that we would consider to be like Eastern Bloc countries.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want those genetically modified seeds in their country.
But you know what? I think they learned it from us. I think they learned it from Jeffrey Smith. And the thing is, so why don't they give credit where credit is due? Jeffrey deserves an incredible amount of credit for raising awareness on the dangers and absurdity of GMOs, genetically modified organisms. There was no clamoring in America for GMOs to begin with. This was all an artificial creation of multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. I mean, any nation that they could get to adopt it. And, of course, we suckers in America just love technology and like to abandon nature apparently more readily than most countries that have been around for thousands of years. I get that. We're a new, young country. We're into innovation. It's like science. But not every innovation is awesome. Food needs to be real.
I got to agree with you there. Got to agree with you. It does need to be real. And you're right, Robert. Jeffrey Smith, there's nobody... You know, I guess if you say who's had the most influence in this category or that category of health, you could debate, you know, diabetes, obesity, cancer, thyroid. But when it comes to GMOs, there's no debating. Jeffrey Smith has made the biggest change of anyone in the world when it comes to GMO awareness, GMO labeling, and GMO freedom. And so, he deserves a huge amount of kudos from us because he single-handedly has taken on this big giant. And we're pushing him back.
Yeah. Now, he would say he's had a lot of help, but boy, the guy is the ultimate community organizer. Obama's got nothing on him. And, of course, what Jeffrey's done is actually empowering and reversing of diseases and helping people through their diet and food to clean up their act so that they don't have to rely on government-sanctioned, mandated Obamacare, for instance. And I think we may have a story about, we do, in fact. The most dangerous thing you can have is really good medical insurance. How is it that there's a mainstream media article acknowledging that? We'll get to that as well. It's time for more Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don, and Ben for just a little bit while longer. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are in the show notes.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, remember, the truth about cancer, the truth about pet cancer is coming up soon. I think, what, are we weeks away or are we still months away, TMB? I can't measure the time. It's moving so quickly.
Well, actually, we're 6 weeks or 1.5 months, so you can measure it either way.
Dude, you can measure numbers like nobody's business. So, like, however you want to describe it, I'll try to do the math. But, yeah, 6 weeks away, I get that. So, folks, get ready. We're going to be, obviously, people are going to be blasting it out all over the place, and I want you to find it however you can. Obviously, we'll have some links here, too. But the truth about pet cancer is going to be an extraordinary breakthrough for those of you who love your pets, and I know who you are, and you want to help them, you want to feed them well. if they should ever have cancer, we want to get them out of that mess the same way we've been talking about for humans. If we can avoid chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, my gosh, we want to. And there's going to be great information, including doctors of veterinary medicine going on the record and revealing things that have never been before revealed in one, you know, let's say grouping of a series of, I don't know how many episodes you're going to be revealing.
We have 7 episodes, and they're all just about an hour each, just over an hour each episode. So it's very watchable. And each episode's on different topics, so you're not going to want to miss any of them. And actually, you bragged about me being a mathematician, but I actually calculated the days wrong. It's actually 5 weeks from today is the day that we'll launch. I thought it was 6, but it's 5 weeks. So it's April the 4th.
Wow. All right. Hurry up, folks. Get ready. Whatever you got to do. It's usually just a sign up. Maybe you already have, but if you haven't, you just give your email. You'll get a message to where to watch it, how to watch it. And I want you to share it with everybody because I don't know anybody that doesn't want to, you know, have better food, better medicine, all the things that we want for our pets, our animal friends. So looking forward to that.
What we need to do, Robert, is just hook you up with our affiliate team so we can put a banner on robertscottbell.com and people can just click through there. So let's do that.
Yeah, whatever we can. Obviously, we want them to get there however they can. Now, interesting, we talk about health care, and it also talks about health care for pets, but health care for Americans. Of course, the meme is we want more health care, more health care. I'm like, well, if you don't define it right, I don't think I want more of it, because what we call health care, what is being considered health care, covered by insurance or not, is the third leading cause of death in America. And if you do the math like I do, which might be a little off, I'll check with my accountant buddy, TMB, but if you add all the deaths to cancer and heart disease as being contributed to or directly caused by medical intervention, then it becomes the number one leading cause of death. And older American adults apparently are figuring this out. Headline reads here at Medical Express, more isn't always better when it comes to health care. What are these elders? What are our elders figuring out here, TMB?
Well, they're figuring out what we've been talking about for a long time. You've been talking about for even longer than I have, is that one of the worst things that you can have is really, really, really good health insurance. And you know, the problem is, I think it was Dr. Dean and Null, right? Mm-hmm. Back about 2004, they came out with a death by doctor. They were the ones that listed it as the number one leading cause of death. Even the mainstream media is now saying that iatrogenic causes are caused by doctor are number three.
Yes.
But, you know, that just would include a couple of different categories. But when you throw in things like hospital infections and bed sores and what we're talking about here, unnecessary procedures, outpatient errors, non-error negative effects of drugs, right? Prescription drugs that have been approved, but they still kill people. You come up with it. The total is that they're the number one leading cause of death in the United States is iatrogenic causes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been talking about this forever, Robert. That's one of the things. I still remember. I didn't even know you back. This is like 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing your show, and this is well before Dr. Buttar introduced us. And
that slacker was so slow to introduce us, by the way.
He didn't get us introduced quick enough.
No.
But I just remember hearing you talk about this, and I'm going, and I think I may even talk to Charlene and said, man, I can't believe this guy. He's saying exactly the same thing that we believe. Because, you know, for a while, Robert, you know, until our community has exploded over the last decade. But at that time, you put yourself back 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you kind of felt like you were alone at times. I don't know if I did.
Sure. No, I mean, listen, we would get a lot more grief from the listening audience back then, and the few that picked us up, you know, we had a message that wasn't heard in many places. So it did kind of wake folks up to go, oh my gosh, you know, people were feeling it and thinking of it. And I think this interesting article to me, or why it's so interesting to me, it says only 14%. Again, this is big, big danger for modern medicine and big insurance. Only 14% of people over age of 50 believe that more is usually better when it comes to health care. That bodes not well for Big Pharma. That's why they're desperate to find out how they can mandate, how they can attack homeopathy, how they can attack all the things that are not harmful, that are maybe helping them, but are cutting in to the profit center that they had as a gravy train since the Flexner Report of 1910 forward.
Yeah, that's a big problem for Big Pharma. It's a big problem for the healthcare industry because, as we've mentioned multiple times in the past, it's not healthcare. It's sickness perpetuation. It's a lifelong attachment to drugs, pharmaceuticals, and to your doctor. That's the way that they maintain control. And if only 14% of people over the age of 50 believes that that's really what we should be doing, like more's not necessarily better, they got a big problem on your hands. And that's why, as you just mentioned, that's why they want to mandate things. That's why they want to mandate health insurance. That's why they want to mandate procedures. Because people, you know, thinking of their own volition, they don't necessarily think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, and that's why 10th Amendment solutions are real, that states are figuring this out, even going beyond what Trump has tried to do by reversing at least the mandate part of it, because the spineless Republicans wouldn't repeal it outright because they're political animals rather than principled men and women. For the most part, there are exceptions. But in this case, this was conducted by ARP, the American Association for Retired People. This isn't like an alternative. This is ARP is funded by Big Pharma. They got Big Pharma advertisers. So it's even more shocking that that you can't say, well, let's dismiss that because that was Ty and RSB asking people, old people, that already knew, right? No, this is ARP, man. That's mainstream.
Yeah. But here's the thing. In the poll, it says that half the people that were told they needed an X-ray or blood test or other test, but they didn't think they needed it, they went ahead and did it anyway.
Mm.
What does that tell you? They're being coerced. People are being coerced.
They're still vulnerable to authoritarian suggestion.
Yep, yep. And that's, you know, it reminds me of my grandma. And I've told the story before, but not in a while, so I'll tell it again.
Mm-hmm.
So grandma moved in with Charlene and me when she was 88 years old or whatever, lived with us for quite a while. But she just, she ended up wanting to go back to her house. But before she did, she fell sometime during that period, and we had to take her into it's not like a rest home, but it was like a care. It was 24-hour care for elderly because someone had to be looking at her for all the time. They almost killed her, Robert. They almost killed her. They had her on the wrong prescription of Xanax, and instead of giving her 1 milligram, somebody forgot to put the period there or they moved the decimal over, and they were giving her 10 milligrams. So it was like 10 times the dose, and she was literally catatonic for days, and it almost killed her. And if it hadn't been for the fact that I'd gone over and I told the doctor, either you take her to the emergency room because something's wrong with my grandma, or I'm going to literally carry her out of here and take her myself. They called an ambulance, took her to the doctor that day, and he said, if we hadn't brought her in today, she would have died. And it turns out it would have been an iatrogenic death because they were prescribing 10 times the amount of Xanax that she needed to sleep, and they almost killed her. That happens all the time, Robert.
Well, and of course, now we know of a replacement for anxiolytic drugs like Xanax, the CBD. If grandma was on CBD, wouldn't have been an issue. If these places, hospitals, old age homes, if they were embracing cannabis and the plant and all of its various varieties for these folks, they wouldn't be killing them. They'd be easing any burden and in many cases inadvertently going, whoa, the problem you came in here for is gone.
Yeah. And that's the rest of the story, Robert, is that we ended up getting her off of all of the different drugs, and she healed up for a couple of years. She had the best couple of years she'd had in a decade because we finally said, you know what? These 15 prescriptions she's on that took me 20 minutes at night to divvy out all the pills, I said, we're done with this. And we got her off, and she actually got feeling better for a while before she finally passed. But she had a couple of really good years, and it was because she was not doing the drugs.
So we got a dichotomy here in this story, and you used a multisyllabic word, so I had to throw one in too. This idea that people are on to big pharma and on to big medicine, yet at the same time, they're still vulnerable to them. They see the problem, but when the doctors come in and go, you got to have this test, you need this drug, they're still succumbing to the powers of suggestion from that authoritarian, let's say, construct. So, you know, I don't know. You know, actually, I do know. It's the things, TMB, that you've done with the Truth About Cancer that I think are tipping the scale. What we're doing here on the show, tipping the scale one by one by one. And, you know, it's never been our intent to destroy Big Pharma because we don't have delusions of grandeur. There's multi-trillions at this point. But for those who are ready to hear the message and change their lives for the better, if you believe in liberty, if you believe that the freedom that we enjoy here is not because there's a constitution, but because our freedoms come from a creator that's far beyond government. They put it in words in a constitution and a Declaration of Independence, so we pay attention a little bit. but it comes from a far higher place. So really the battle could be won, as I've said so many times, in the churches and the synagogues, even the mosques, if they begin to push back on their big pharma presence that is all too often dominating even in church.
Oh, Robert, don't even get me started on church. And I can talk about it because I go to church every week, and it's just, it's horrible to see all of the different infirmities that people have that go to church, and yet many pastors, and ours is not one. And our pastor, thank God, he's really into natural health, and his wife, they're both are really into the organic supplements and, you know, trying to get people to go a natural way. But churches are typically one of the worst places because they literally, they worship God on Sunday and they worship the doctor all the rest of the week, a lot of them. And so, wow, it's just really hard to reach a lot of people in church, I've found.
Yeah, the worship of government is a very strange thing when you talk about being in a religious institution. Yet, in many cases, it's supplanted God, as you said, except for one day a week. Well, they'll preach it, and then the rest of the week, it's off to the doctor, as you see by how many of the people in these religious areas during those worship services are on multiple medications. And, you know, I see that, yes, they become the problem, but they can also be the solution.
Mm-hmm. They can, because there's a huge reach. And so we just got to keep, you know, shedding the light of the truth on people, telling the truth and sharing. And people that have the eyes to see at that point, they're going to see, and they're going to wake up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a beautiful thing, and they're going to join the forces of the living.
Yeah. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in. I am grateful for my buddy TMB. And this last segment, if Ben wants to shed a tear with us because he's going on sabbatical for a few months, we're going to miss him. But maybe we'll hear some wisdom from him beyond a knock-knock joke. I don't know. I could be putting too much pressure on him, and he'll leave right now. I don't want to do that. All right. Folks, give a listen. Links are up. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all are busy in the YouTube chat room. I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch up till after the show. TMB, Ty Bollinger here. Again, Truth About Pet Cancer, 5 weeks away. We'll have links up in the show notes as soon as we make them available for everybody. And Ben on the board is taking a sabbatical. I know we're going to have to start laying odds if he's ever going to return. You know, if he finds like the grass is so green outside of the basement at GCN, will he ever come back? We'll start maybe doing a, what do they call it when you have a, it's a poll or, you know, when people gamble, what are the odds? What is that TMB? I don't even know.
Like a pool, you mean?
A pool. A pool. That's the word. We'll have a pool on that.
He'll be the man who never returned, won't he?
Will he return? Will Ben return?
Hey, okay, here's a quiz for you, just on the spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. Who sang that? The Man Who Never Returned, back in the 50s.
It wasn't the Brady Bunch. That was 20 years early.
It was the Kingston Trio, man. Kingston Trio.
Oh, dude.
That was one of Dad's favorite groups. I just remember him listening to that record, The Man Who Never Returned by the Kingston Trio.
Yeah, my dad had some of the Kingston Trio albums as well. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Back to health, man. Back to health.
All right, so here's a story about the five reasons, scientific valid reasons for being kind. Why it's good, according to science. Now, I didn't need science to tell me this. I mean, I kid, you know, I make jokes. But, I mean, hopefully there's kindness, inviting kind humor underneath it all. But I didn't smile much as a kid. My mom says you never smiled, but I had such gastrointestinal pains. How was I going to be happy at that point? So part of what makes me happy is bringing people's gastrointestinal systems back online, and then they find that they could smile again, like I found I could smile again.
That's awesome. And you know what? If you can smile, we've learned that smiling is contagious, and that's one of the reasons that we want to talk about. You know, Robert, the more that I learn about health and the more I learn about the effect of smiling, happiness, laughter, joy on the immune system, it really makes you want to make an effort to look for the, you know, to be a glass half full kind of guy so that you can smile, be positive, because it really does have a tremendous impact on the immune system, being happy and smiling.
All right, since we're doing songs right now, I'm cueing Super Don. What's your favorite singer's song related to that particular topic? Come on.
About happiness and kindness or smiling?
Come on.
All right, Barry Manilow, Can't deep. Smile Without You.
Thank you, yes.
All right,
Smile Without You.
And who sang that? One of Dad's favorite groups, the Carpenters.
They did that too?
They did. The Carpenters sang Can't Smile Without You. Karen Carpenter is one of the best.
I don't know who originally did it, though.
Yeah, I was thinking Barry Manilow on that, but all right.
Well, you know what? Mary Manilow actually did sing it, but I think he sang it after the Carpenters.
Did you say Mary Manilow?
Yeah, that's what I was
better. That's better than Fairy Cantaloupe, yes.
Fairy Cantaloupe? I'm not growing any of those out back, I don't think, yet. But we'll see what grows in the garden next.
It says that it was actually, I'm looking on Wikipedia, it says it was actually sung by the Carpenters and Mary Manilow.
Okay.
But it was written by Christian Arnold, David Martin, and Jeff Morrow. So it was just recorded by, so neither of those groups wrote it, but the Carpenters and Barry Manilow both sang it. Great song.
Listen, there are five listed, and we don't have time to go into all five, but number five is my favorite, Kindness Comes Back Around. Now, a lot of folks aren't patient enough to see it come back around, but I've definitely seen planting the seeds of kindness in my life, and I just love it because when you do see it well up in somebody who wasn't that way before, and it comes back, of course, healing for me helped me to be that way and do these things, because when you're miserable in your own body, it's very hard to be kind to others. I acknowledge that. But my gosh, when you're feeling good, spread the feeling good, man. Spread the smile, spread the happy.
Absolutely. You know what? One of my favorite movies, The Breakfast Club. I'll give you one quick quiz. Barry Manilow, when was he mentioned? Since we're talking about Barry Manilow, who mentioned him in The Breakfast Club? Super Don, I know you know it.
God, it's been a long time since I've seen that. Who was it?
Judd Nelson talks to the Nelson? And he says, "Hey, does Barry Manilow know that you raided his wardrobe?" One of the highest lines in the movie.
I think I remember that vaguely. Wow.
I'll find it online and send you the link when we get off the show, but it's one of the funniest lines to me.
All right, Ben, last question, because you're going to be gone for 3 months. Do you want any Barry Manilow CDs to keep you company while you're on the road?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey!
Introduce yourself. He's easy.
All right.
Hey, Ben, we really do appreciate you. We're going to miss you. Okay, buddy?
Likewise.
All right. Well, hope to see you down here as well. Super D, thanks for being on injured reserve and showing up anyway. And TMB, what can I say? I love you. You're my brother. Your family. I love them, too. And you're doing so much good in this world. Thank you for being here with me each and every week.
I love you, too, brother. Love you, too, Super Don. And, Ben, you have fun on vacation.
In the meantime, you tell them everywhere you go that the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.